Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Please recognize Representative Arms for presentation of SCR 29.
House will come to order. Members, please take your seats. Take your conversations outside. This is a very special presentation. Representative Arms, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, this is a very special day because we're going to honor somebody that I think everybody in this building had a great deal of respect and admiration for. And I believe if I could, Mr. Speaker, I'd kind of like to have the clerk read the resolution, if we could start with that, please.
Clerk will read the resolution.
Whereas Clem Rogers McSpadden loved life and lived it well. Whereas Clem McSpadden, a fifth-generation rancher, was born in Bushyhead and grew up on the Will Rogers Ranch. He owned and managed a cow-calf operation in Rogers County on land settled by his family in Indian Territory. And whereas Clem McSpadden, a native son of Oklahoma, served his country in the United States Navy during World War II and his state in the Oklahoma State Senate as President pro tempore, the first in history to succeed himself. He was elected to the United States House of Representatives, where he founded the Rural Caucus, which is still in existence today, and was the first freshman in history to be appointed to the House Rules Committee. And whereas Will Rogers, the great uncle of Clem McSpadden, said that he had never met a man he didn't like, and it could easily be said that Clem never met a man who didn't like him. And whereas Clem McSpadden, a 1948 graduate from Oklahoma A&M, now known as Oklahoma State University, received the 2008 OSU Division of Agricultural Science and Natural Resources Distinguished Agricultural Alumnus Award during fall homecoming. And whereas Clem McSpadden possessed a great wit and a memorable draw, which earned him recognition as the voice of professional rodeo, membership in the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame and Museum of the American Cowboy, as well as the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum, and in 1998, Ben Johnson Memorial Award. He was the first U.S. citizen to announce the Calgary Stampede. And whereas Clem McSpadden announced over the course of six decades, was credited with saving and bringing to prominence the National Finals Rodeo. Clem McSpadden served as president of the RCA, now the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association, and was selected announcer of the year and announced rodeos for more than half a century. And whereas McSpadden's honesty and integrity became famous at the state capitol and led to overwhelming respect by legislators and state officials, he was involved at the state capitol beginning in 1954 and continuing through 2008. And whereas Clem McSpadden was inducted in 1990 into the Oklahoma Hall of Fame and was included in the book 100 Distinguished Oklahomans, thanks to his constant service and dedication to the state as he worked to ensure the preservation of Oklahoma's rich heritage for future generations. And whereas Clem McSpadden was selected to receive the Chester A. Reynolds Memorial Award from the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum, its highest honor, he will be inducted into the Oklahoma Sports Hall of Fame this year. The Lazy E. White Hat Award was established in his name. And whereas Clem McSpadden devoted his life to being an ambassador and an advocate for Oklahoma agriculture, both in our state and around the world. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Senate of the first session of the 52nd Oklahoma Legislature, the House of Representatives concurring therein, that the Oklahoma State Legislature requests the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, Food, and Forestry to name their complex the Clem Rogers McSpadden Agricultural Complex in his honor. That a copy of this resolution be distributed to the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, Food, and Forestry, and to Clem McSpadden's son and partner, Bart McSpadden.
Members, I walked into this building 7 years ago and I met one of my heroes. And it's just pretty cool. And I've wished for him a lot lately. But his wife Donna is here, and I wanted to introduce the family and just kind of tell you he's here. This is a pretty special day. His name will be on the Ag Department over there for a long time. And there's nobody better. So I'd like to introduce Donna.
Just like Carl Albert did in Congress now after this. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to do something that probably is the most improper thing that anyone can do. But after having been married to a senator and president pro tem, is it okay if I blow a kiss to the speaker? And I understand with some of the wars that are being fought this last 2 weeks, maybe I should register as a lobbyist. That can be done. I would like to thank you from the bottom of our hearts, Clem's family, and I have to include you in that. You were Clem's family too. The staff members that are here, John Ward, Jamie Longacre and her husband John, Margaret Early, Michelle Wynn. They have watched our son grow up, Bart. And as you know, Bart was lucky enough to work with his dad for several years. And he said, "Mom, what do I do now?" And I said, "Bart, don't try to walk in his boots. Just use them as a pattern." And I think he is. And also Clem's daughter, Kay, her husband, Joe Lucas, his son, Paul, his sons, John, and you also see James trolling around in these halls quite a bit too. And I would like them to stand, please. These are the people that mean the most to Clem. I think what you know, what Clem was and what he did, is exactly what you saw every time you talked with him. And we were married 46 and a half years. I think had he been home, it might not have lasted. And I would like to thank you very much for letting him be down here and all he did when I would call him, usually at Pat's office, and say, "We need a water gap fixed." Well, Donna, you're there and I'm here. And I got the message quite early on that, and I can fix a water gap. But what he did mostly was be Clem McSpadden. He never wanted to be anybody else other than himself. He never pretended to be. He was never status conscious. He didn't care if he was called Congressman Clem. He really liked being called Dad and Granddad. That was very special to him. But I think at his funeral on July 12th this past year, personified just exactly the man he was. A former governor was seated at the aisle, and we decided there would be no division, no legislators here, no cowboys here. Know anybody anyplace else. There was a former governor seated there. Next to him was a fella in bib overalls that had a pretty good size, worn, rusty safety pin holding it and no teeth. Clem would have loved the picture. He would have told them both the same story in the same tone. And that's our Clem. And the Department of Agriculture was his life. He was an agricultural person. He was reared that way. He grew up that way. And wherever he went, whatever he did, whomever he met, he knew his roots and he knew where he belonged. And that is an honor. And to each of you, and I know many of you do not want to accept the accolades of working on it with the legislators who passed this resolution, but I thank you. The family thanks you very much. And perhaps these people that are seated in the gallery, they'll be lucky someday, and they'll know what it is to be in the agricultural world too, and perhaps they'll run for the legislature and be a voice. And I think if I could say one thing, it would be those of you who have heard Clem give his Cowboys prayer, and my prayer for you is what he said in his. When you get to that land up there where the grass is green and lush and stirrup high and the water is crystal clear and deep, God will tell you as you enter, your entry fees are paid. We ask these things in Christ's name.
Mr. Speaker, Mr. Floor Leader, I'd like to ask that all members be made co-authors, if that's appropriate at this time.
Representative Arms asks unanimous consent to adopt the resolution. Without objection, that will be the order. He also asks unanimous consent that all House members be made co-author. Without objection, that will be the order.
Members, I just want to say that we appreciate the McSpadden family and all their love and all their things that they've brought into this building, and I just want to say that I think I can share with each one of you my feelings that I'm a better person for having crossed paths with Clem McSpadden. He's a great man, and I think there's not a person in this building that didn't love him. So we honor his memory with his name on the Ag Department. We think it's a wonderful thing, and thank you for your patience today.
Thank you, Representative Arms, Mrs. McSpadden, Bart, rest of the family.